listening to Rotary Radio on 94.7 The Pulse. We have on the line now a Rotarian, Karina Finch, from the Rotary Club of Swan Hill Sunrise, who I'm sure would have been very interested to find out what was being said about her in the previous interview. And I can happily say, Karina, we didn't say anything about you at all.
Thanks for that.
You're most welcome. Or Akun is the word. Now, you took a group, or were involved in a group of students, Year 12 students, to Thailand. What was the whole idea? Was it you saw the Kerrang program and thought, oh, if they can do it, we can do it. There's a need for it. What was the story?
Yeah, look, I wish it was that easy, I guess. Certainly we have been very fortunate to travel to Kerrang and listen to the students from the previous year come back and do their presentation. And we did think it was an awesome project for the students. We had also a local student approach us over the last 12 months who goes to school in Swan Hill but lives closer to Kerrang, so was aware of the Kerrang project and was very keen for us to put something together as she wanted to participate. We're a very new club. We're the newest club in the district and we were only chartered in 2010, so the club thought this was probably too big for such a new club. However, as you said, it's a very worthwhile project and we were very fortunate to have ready access to Kerrang, having run a similar project successfully for a number of years. So having spoken to them, I decided I would give it a shot and coordinate it. We initially thought we might have just taken a team of adults this year to, I guess, scope out the project and understand the lay of the land and what have you, where we were going. However, this one particular student was quite persistent that this was something she really wanted to be involved in, so we thought we would take a small group this year, hence 5 students that came with us.
And what was the end result? Did the students say it was something they were happy they'd done, or was it next week we'll go to the Gold Coast?
No, look, absolutely. We had 2 main objectives that we set out. The first was to do or complete a significant project that would benefit the children at the mission in Thailand that we visited, and we mixed and laid by hand 23 cubic metres of concrete to lay 2 slabs for their new school, so we certainly met that objective. And the other was to give our local students a life-changing experience, and having just had them present back to our local community last week about their experience, there's no doubt that it was definitely a life-changing experience for them. They've learnt a lot, they've grown a lot, and certainly, you know, I don't think that there were any, I don't think they were in any way disappointed that they came along on our alternative to schoolies trip as opposed to what all of their fellow students probably did.
I guess in hindsight, looking at Cambodia and Thailand, the probably the most sensitive area would have been Thailand. Cambodia tends to be reasonably quiet, if any overseas country can be quiet. But Thailand is an area where there's a lot of activity and a lot of negative activity going on. Why Thai?
We have an affiliation, I guess, with the mission in Thailand that we visited. It's a mission that a local, or not a local, but an Australian fellow set up to care for the Akka Hill Tribe children. And we currently sponsor 2 children at that mission. We're one of those new Rotary clubs that does things a bit differently, so we don't have a fine session. What we have is a happy box each week, and what we do is we all sit around the table and we put money into a happy box to celebrate and share stories of the good things in our life.
Wow, what a good idea.
And so and that came from me visiting Thailand the 12 months before and just seeing that, you know, we have a lot of things in Australia to be very grateful for. So I came back to our club and said, well, look, we're different. Let's celebrate the positive things about being in Australia. And so we thought it was a really good way to then use that money to support and provide some positive things for 2 children in this mission. So we already sponsor 2 children over in Thailand at the rescue mission that we visited. So given that this was a new project for us, and, you know, like I said, we're a very new club, we thought because we already had some affiliation with that mission, that was the obvious place for us to choose to go to initially, because it was a little bit easier, I guess, you know.
Yes.
We knew the people there, we'd met them. Also meant we got to go and meet our sponsor children. So the idea thing was that we would at least start there. I think the big difference too between the mission that we went to and other missions or places that I hear and I know we can go to, we actually stayed on the mission with the children, mm-hmm. whereas often I hear people stay external to the mission or the orphanage. And that was probably one of the biggest benefits for us. We really got to get in and get to know and bond with the children and the people at the mission and really experience it to the best possible way, I guess.
Karina, can you say tell listeners where in Thailand the mission is?
Yeah, it's in Amaysaway, which is northern Thailand.
Northern, uh-huh.
Between, we flew into Chiang Rai.
Yes.
And it's about a 40-minute drive in the back of a ute, as you do in Thailand.
Yes.
into the mission, and then after the mission we spent 2 nights in Chiang Mai. So it's kind of between the two. But there's a lot of kids from Burma and Laos and northern Thailand. It's sort of up in that golden triangle.
Yes,
area.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yep. In 2007, a group of Rotarians from our part of the district, or around the district actually, went on a friendship exchange to Thailand, and we went to the northern part of Thailand.
Yes.
And I think I can picture the sort of area where you were, because we went actually to the triangle and went over and we stayed over there, and I can imagine you would have been very pleased to have met up with your sponsored children.
Yeah, look, that was fantastic to actually be able to meet with them, and you know buy them a little special gift, and we took them on an outing one day, and just to, I guess, suddenly know who, you know, that money is going to support and what it's doing for a couple of children particularly.
Yes.
Was really neat.
Did you meet any Rotarians there? Because there's a big group of Rotary clubs up in the northern part of Thailand.
The lady at the mission, so it was an Australian fellow who started the mission, and he's now married to a Thai lady. She's actually a Rotarian,
right,
in
uh-huh.
Chiang Mai.
Chiang Mai, yeah.
And we actually had hoped to go to a Rotary meeting with her while we were there, but it just didn't eventuate with, you know, everything else that was going on. And I guess we, in hindsight, had thought we probably should have tried to hook up with a local Rotary club. However, that seemed to be the most local,
yes,
club there. So yeah, it was just that by the time she'd been away and she came back, and then, you know, for the next week it was all pretty full on. So we missed that opportunity, but you know, that's for next time.
So you stayed in the place with the children, and did you move around or just stay in the one place?
We spent on the way over. We had a night in Bangkok, and I organised a team building day in Bangkok through a corporate team building company where we sort of toured around Bangkok and did some team building activities. And then we spent the last part of the day. I also organised to meet up with about a dozen Thai Year 11, 12 students.
Oh yes.
And we did some team building in the local park with them, just some fun activities and what have you. But that was just a bit of a cultural exchange. So we did that in Bangkok on the way over, and then we went straight to the mission from there. We spent 9 nights at the mission, and then we had a couple of nights in Chiang Mai before we came home. But all of our time when we were working with the children at the mission, we actually stayed on site. Yeah, look, it was a massive undertaking, and being a new club, a fairly new club and a smallish club, it was a bit daunting, but, you know, I think the first year is the hardest. We now know where we're going, how to get there, what the transport's like, what the people are like, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I think the first year is probably also always the most difficult.
Mm. Well, school starts back this week or next week, one or the other. Does the marketing begin straight away?
Yeah, look, it will be. I think there's a couple of students that came from the local Catholic college. They're presenting back to their school in the first week or two, and I've been asked to go along, and that'll also be a bit of a, you know, well, if you're interested for this year, here we are. And then the other local college will also look at getting in there, and I'll probably promote the idea to one of the more rural schools where they, I think they only have about two or three children in year 12 anyway, so we might promote it out to them as well and see if we can offer some of those students.
A good job, well done, and the best is yet to come.
Yes, I hope so.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
And thank you for being part of the program this afternoon.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
We look forward to hearing about future escapades. And who knows, Alternative Schoolies Week may become the big thing at Swan Hill.
Maybe. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good on you.
Cheers.
Cheers.